The Mariners looking for their fifth straight win, taking on the Astros, and some fun before the game in Houston. Carlos Beltran hasn't appeared on the field since May 16th, so his teammates bury his glove in the outfield. How about that? Pick up the action in the fourth. Carlos Correa at the dish.
Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Looks like he's going to have to come out of the game.
Here's the 1-2 from Devinsky. Pitch. Swing on. There it is.
Oh, my.
Deep to left. Say goodbye. Off the concrete wall out there in left field. Boom. Stick, baby. Nelson Cruz.
Zunino with that big two-out, two-run double that scored Seager and Valencia in the fourth inning.
Out to left. Reddick looking up. And this is gone. Crushed.
Bottom of the ninth inning, tied at seven. For the right-handers, 2-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball wide at third of the hole. It's short, backhanded by Segura. Throw to Cano. Gene Segura does it again with his glove.
And a pitch to Seager. Pitch swung on and hit to right. It's deep. It's got carry. It's gone! A home run for Kyle Seager. Pitch here to Valencia. And a pitch swung on, driven deep to left. Headed towards the garage doors. It's gone. A home run for Danny Valencia.
The Mariners win their fifth in a row, second straight in extra innings as they get back to the 500 mark. Kyle Seager with three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Carlos Correa had to leave the game in the fourth inning with that jammed left thumb. He'll be reevaluated on Tuesday. The Mariners win their fifth in a row and get back to the 500 mark. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Really, really proud of our guys. Competing like that, the effort level, just locked in all night. Obviously, we know what kind of season the Astros are having, and but our competitive edge was there all night. And from getting off to good starts, and big double. I can go on and on some of the stuff. And Miranda, obviously, 5 2/3. He kind of ran out of gas a little bit, and our bullpen was very thin tonight. We got them all in there in brief spots here or there, but. Cruz homer, the Seager homer, you can go on and on. Everybody really chipped in, and we talked coming out of the break what it was going to take for us to kind of get back to playing the type of baseball we're capable of, and it's competing every night. Having a little swag when you go out there and feeling good about yourself, and our guys are really competing well right now. Yeah, the defense that Gene threw out there was just, it was unbelievable. The backhand stop, the ball, that was the key out in the end, getting the first out with Marlon Gonzalez, and then the play at home, the backhand with the force play. There was a lot going on that inning, and I really tip my hat to Gallardo as well. He hasn't been out there much for us, but kind of showed his veteran presence, and he executed pitches. He had a game plan against Aoki, and he got it done. He fell behind Bregman, he got it done. He didn't give in, and says a lot, and nice having a veteran out there.
Kyle Seager, a big game with three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. He spoke after.
This was a great win for us. I mean, we know what they have, and we certainly, we played really good ball tonight. We played it up and down. Pitchers made big pitches. I tell you, Segura made some unbelievable plays at shortstop. He deserves a lot of credit for this win. I had two strikes on me, so just trying to trying to put a good swing on a ball, trying to get something that I can hit. I swung and missed a few times, so try not to do that. But, that certainly worked out for us. Danny with a big hit after that. We had a lot of big hits today, up and down. I mean, Nelson with the big homer to get us back. I mean, this was a really good win for us.
Up next, the series against the Astros continues on Tuesday with Sam Gavilio on the hill.